Chapter 2. The Man on the Mountain. If left to himself, Rip Van Winkle would have whistled life away, but his wife kept nagging him. Morning, noon, and night, her tongue was always going. Rip just looked up at her, shrugged his shoulders, shook his head, but said nothing. Rip's best friend was his dog, Wolf. Rip and his dog would meet other idle people of the village at a small inn. Here they used to sit in the shade on long, hot summer days. They spent hours talking about village gossip or telling endless stories. Nicholas Vedder, the owner of the inn, enjoyed talking and giving his opinions to these men. Even at the inn, however, the unlucky Rip was disturbed by his wife. She would suddenly turn up at the inn and tell him to come home. Poor Rip's only hope of escape from the work of the farm and the nagging of his wife was to walk away into the woods with Wolf. On a fine fall day, Rip and Wolf wandered into one of the highest parts of the mountains. After taking a rest and enjoying the view, Rip was ready to return home. As he was about to descend the mountain, he heard a voice from a distance.
"Rip Van Winkle! Rip Van Winkle!" called the voice.
He looked around but could see nothing. When he turned again to descend, he heard the same cry ring through the still evening air.
"Rip Van Winkle! Rip Van Winkle!"
At the same time, Wolf barked.